Let us turn to the scripture text in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 13 to 20. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 13 to 20, and I shall read this passage of scripture. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, "Surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee." And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirm it by an oath, but that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
Dear friends, the Lord God Almighty has never promised Christians that we should be exempted from weathering any storms of life as we live our life in this earth. Remember that when the Lord Jesus Christ was in a ship with the disciples, crossing the Sea of Galilee. Yes, even when the Lord Jesus Christ was with them, in that vessel, they encountered a raging storm. The disciples were in great fear that they would sink when they encountered a storm. Though the Lord Jesus Christ was with them, perhaps they had forgotten that the Lord Jesus Christ was with them and that they could actually put their trust in Him, to look up to Him for deliverance. But still, even though they did not trust the Lord, in that very moment, the Lord Jesus Christ, being a loving Savior, was with them to help them. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is the Master of all creation. And when the disciples came to wake Him up, the Lord Jesus Christ rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, "Be still." And He did so. The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. So yes, in life, as we live our life here on earth, and as children of God, though we may have the Lord Jesus Christ with us, and the Holy Spirit in us, we are not spared from life's storm. With Christ in the same vessel, we may not escape from life's storm. But we thank God that with Christ in the vessel, we can smile at a storm, as the hymn goes. The scripture teaches us that man is born unto trouble, as sparks fly upward. Through these and other verses, this verse is found in Job 5:7. And through these and other verses, the word of God tells us that on this earth, we can expect much suffering. Yes, Job was a man who suffered much, and he was tested to the extreme. But under the watchful eye of the Almighty, he was not left alone. Even as Job testified in Job 14 verse 1, "Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble." Is it not so? Even as we live our life on earth, have you encountered troubles and difficulties in your life? Even King Solomon, who was much blessed by the Lord with wisdom and riches and honor and even long life, even as he observed under the sun, he declared life under the sun, that all that man does labor, and of the vexation of his heart wherein he had labored under the sun, for all his days are sorrows and his trivial grief, yet his heart taketh not rest in the night. This also is vanity. So it is truly a biblical fact that we can expect trouble and difficulties in life here on earth. The Lord Jesus Christ already warned his disciples in John 16:33 that we can expect trouble in this world. the Lord Jesus Christ told his disciples, in the world you shall have tribulation. But he, praise the Lord, he did not stop right there. The Lord goes on. He says, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Yes, though we may encounter troubles and difficulties and afflictions in life, we thank the Lord God that if we are truly children of God, born again Christians, we can trust even in our Savior. We can hope in Him. Yes, we can smile at a storm. As we make our journey in life, it is never going to be smooth sailing, but yes, we will encounter rocks and storms as we sail through the rough seas in life. And when we are caught in a stormy weather, we may be so severely beaten by the storms of life, which may also smash us upon the rocks. For some of us, such trials may be family problems that we encounter, or maybe even the death of a loved one, or perhaps a serious terminal illness that we have discovered amongst one of our loved ones, or maybe a special child to take care of for the rest of his or her life. The loss of job, pressure of work, not being able to get a job that we want, coping with studies, and for some, also keeping up with job stress. Yes, we can go on, and you have your own list of troubles and difficulties in this life. And all these difficulties may make us become so overwhelmed with great fear that we may forget that we have a God who can help us, who can deliver us from them all. And sometimes when we forget that, we wonder whether if we will sink, that our vessel that we are in, as we come across a storm, may sink. For others, there will be time and again, just when you have settled some problem, there comes along something else, which you may find it more tragic, and that may shake you up, may shake your faith. Yes, you encounter one storm after another, one problem after another. After having you solve one problem, there is another problem that comes up. Dear friends, in times like this, what we really need to do is to have an anchor to stabilize our ship of life, from drifting away and from crushing into some rocks, to keep us from capsizing and to keep us from sinking. We need an anchor to keep our ship afloat, that it might not sink, that it might not capsize. Is the ship that you're sailing on sinking, or you're afraid that it may sink? And when it is happening, do we look up unto the Lord God to trust in Him and to cry unto Him for deliverance? Or do we do foolish things as to deny the Lord, to forget that we have a God who can help us? You must have read of the testimony of our pastor, Reverend Toh. In his book, Son of a Mother's Vow, he wrote this testimony. When I founded Far Eastern Bible College, I had three students, Eddie Chan and Ng San Chiu from Batu Pahat, and Ivy Tan from Pasir Panjang. Ivy Tan is our matron. At the end of the first academic year, the first two left us. And then, to make it worse, a member of the faculty added to my hurt by advising Ivy, that is Mrs. Toh, also to leave, saying when a ship is sinking, even the rats will jump out. But praise the Lord God, Ivy stayed. I remember how I burst into tears when climbing the steps to my parsonage. Truly it was that hurtful and so difficult and so extreme that Reverend Toh should be feeling such way. And he continues, as a Chinese saying goes, in any enterprise, the beginning is difficult. But the Lord sent me three new students the next year. Praise the Lord. And today, we know of Far Eastern Bible College. Yes, the Lord God has blessed the college with increasing number of students graduating, now totaling more than 600 in the last 45 or 46 years. Yes, we praise the Lord God for His blessings, and we thank God truly for His preservation, for His provision, and for His protection upon the Bible College all these years. And now, even as we know of the college, it's going through trouble, facing great difficulty again. After all these years, do we not look up to the Lord God? Will the FEBC ship sink? Yes, will it stay afloat in the midst of the great storm that we are facing today? Is not the Lord with the ship of FEBC? Do we have an anchor whom we can hold on to stay afloat? Even as the principal called upon the Lord God with his tears in those days, should we not call upon the Lord God even with our tears? The Lord God has kept the tears of the principal in his bottle even till this day. Surely he will bless us and he will hear our cry, even as he heard Reverend Toh's cry in those days in the beginning. He will help us and he will deliver us. Let us look up to him and trust in him. In our church in Berean, BP Church, we also had some kind of a similar experience about 7 years ago. The Berean ship almost sank. Yes, it was almost sank by some 20 overt hyper-Calvinists. During one of the AGM, these people, they raised a proposal to change the constitution of the church. And not only that, but to change the name of the church. Not to call it Bible Presbyterian anymore. Because they would not want, they say that Bible Presbyterian is not reformed enough. And these hyper-Calvinists, they want to change. They wanted it to be changed to Berean Reformed Church. And what does that mean? That means actually to sack the pastor. That's what my children told me later on when we went home. They said, you know, Daddy, what they are doing is to sack you, tell you to get lost. Yes. But we thank the Lord God that even as we cried to the Lord God, as we waited upon him, as we realized that, yes, we have God still with us and he's in our vessel, we can smile at the storm. Truly, as we waited upon him, he's the anchor, he's our hope. And as we look upon him, and by his grace and mercy, he restored us. He revived us even until this day. Dear friends, perhaps your ship may be in trouble. You may be encountering some storm and you think that you may be sinking. Your business may be in trouble. Or your family may be in trouble. Or your children may be in trouble. Are you looking up to the Lord God to call upon him, to trust in him? Do we remember that we have an anchor whom we can hold on to so that we may not sink? So let us not be anxious or fearful when weathering the storms of life. But let us look unto Jesus. Look unto him. Call upon him. And he will deliver us. I'd like to share with you the following verses from the Word of God that testifies of this biblical counsel. And mark them in the Bible. Meditate upon them. Especially when dark clouds start to form above your heads, to realize that we have a Lord God Almighty whom we can look up to in times of stormy weather. Psalm 50 verse 15. Psalm 50 verse 15 says, "And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." Have we got the habit to call upon the Lord God in the days of trouble? Or do we look at our trouble and feel in despair? The promise here is to call upon the Lord in the day of trouble, and he will deliver us. And then we shall glorify him. Do not forget the last part, to glorify him. When the Lord God delivers us, when we call upon him, let us remember to glorify him, to praise his holy name, even in the presence of others. Come to the prayer meeting to praise him, so that others get to be blessed and also get to praise the Lord as well. The Lord God wants to be glorified, even as he helps us. Psalm 55, verse 16 to 18. Psalm 55, 16 to 18. "As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He had delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. Do we face with many battles in life? Every day as we go through life, do we struggle through it? And when we do so, do we call upon the Lord God? The psalmist here says, evening and morning and at noon, while I pray and cried aloud, call upon God. Do we have this habit, this good habit of calling upon the Lord God? And the promise is that He will hear our voice and He will help us. He will deliver us and give peace even to our soul. Psalm 91, verse 14 to 15. Psalm 91, verse 14 to 15. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him. I will set on Him because He had known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. As we love the Lord God, as we look up to the Lord God and trust in Him, yes, He will bless us even with His help. And even as we call upon Him, because we trust in Him, even as we put our faith in Him, we know that He is the one who truly can help us. He will answer us. He will be with us in trouble. Take note of this. He will be with us in trouble and He will deliver us. Psalm 116, verse 1 to 6. Psalm 116, verse 1 to 6. I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my supplications, because He had inclined His ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then call I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech Thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought slow and He helped me. What a wonderful testimony of the psalmist here. Let us learn to call upon the Lord as long as we live. Because as long as we live, we will encounter many troubles. Let us be always calling upon the name of the Lord, and the Lord will deliver us. Psalm 145, verse 18 to 19. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him. As we call upon Him, He will be near us. To all that call upon Him in truth, in faith, in trust, He will fulfill the desire of them that fear Him. He also will hear the cry and will save them, will deliver them. So dear brethren, yes, from all these testimonies, do we have the habit of calling upon the name of the Lord when we are in troubles, when we meet with difficulties in life, when in the midst of a storm in life? Or do we panic and run about not knowing what to do and resorting to many other human ways, trying many other ways and trying to keep ourselves afloat, not to sink? But the way truly is to come to the Lord God, to cry to Him, and to trust in Him, and He will deliver us. Do not think that the Lord does not know what that we are going through, or that He does not see. Like the disciples, they thought that the Lord Jesus Christ was sleeping at the back of the boat. But actually the Lord Jesus Christ, He knew what was going on. Do not think that He is asleep. He knows what is going on in our lives. Yes, though we may encounter with severe storms in life, He's waiting there for us to call upon Him. He was waiting for His disciples to go, to wake Him up, to still the storm, to be in control again, to depend upon Him, to rely upon Him, to realize that He is the one who can truly help us and to deliver us. Yes, you should always remember the Son of God, the Messiah, that He's on board the sinking ship that we may be in. Do not forget that He's a power to save. He has the power to deliver us, and that with Him, we can be safe and secure. So let us all never fear of any danger or disease or any death or whatever troubles or afflictions that we may encounter, because our hope of deliverance is in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, the Word of God tells us that this hope is the anchor of our soul, both sure and steadfast. Yes, this hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ is the anchor of our soul, both sure and steadfast. So we may go through life being tossed about through testing and trials, but if we were to hold on right, or hold on tight to the anchor, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is our hope, we shall never be moved. We shall never be shaken. We shall be sure and steadfast. The Lord Jesus Christ is also our spiritual rock. Yes, if we do anchor our troubled ship upon the rock, even the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which we heard just now in the hymn, we can never be drifted away or be sunk into the depth of the sea of problems of life. We also have the blessed assurance of the conscious presence of Christ during the storms and stresses of daily living, as Christ has promised that He's there always to watch over us, for He has said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." His promise is that He is always with us. Even as He indwells with us by His Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ is there for us to anchor upon Him. For He will help us, and He will maintain our course sure and steadfast when the storms get rough. So though we can never keep life storms away from us, but how we react to them is very important. It takes a certain degree of spiritual maturity to cope with life's storm. We can become bitter or moan or groan or complain or feel very discouraged and disheartened, disappointed, and maybe we may make people to feel miserable, people around us. It seems that they owe us a solution to our problem. But truly, what we need to do is to go to the Lord God, that we may get spiritual strength from Him to cope with our problems. Really, it is the Lord and He Himself who can help us. Learn from Abraham. Hebrews 6:15 tells us about how Abraham responded to the long and severe trials that he was put through. The Lord God tried him by delaying His promise, but we thank the Lord God for delivering him. Patiently he endured. And in verse 15 of chapter 6, Hebrews, we read, "And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. He trusted in the Lord God, though he was tempted by the devil, even through his wife, but he did not succumb to the trials. He trusted in the Lord God, he waited upon the Lord God, and the Lord God delivered him." Learn from the example of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, tells us that he, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he was here on earth, as he lived his life for us, he went through a lot of pain and struggle, sufferings for you and me. But he endured it all in order to deliver us, to save us even from our sins. Now from here we note that not only is Jesus Christ indwelling in us by the Spirit of God, the Lord Jesus Christ has also gone to heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father. Right? He endured for us and he went to the cross and he died and he rose again, ascended back to heaven, and now he's seated at the right hand of God the Father. And what is he doing there? He's there praying for you and me. We who are children of God, he's there looking down from heaven at us, going through struggles in his life, and praying even unto the Father for you and me. And he knows all that we go through because he himself had come and suffered the pain and the struggles that we go through in this life today. So our Savior is helping us to cope with our problems in this life here on earth by praying for us in heaven. So we have therefore a heavenly anchor of our soul, sure and steadfast. What is there for us to be troubled, to be concerned with, to be moved or to be shaken? No matter what storms that we go through in life, we can all be firm and secure as we hold on to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our hope and our anchor. And truly, we thank God even for how the Lord God has raised even a hymn writer to write that old hymn, which says, "We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm in the Savior's love." Indeed, Jesus is the rock that keeps our anchor steadfast and secure and immovable, so that we do not lose hope and drift away even from God, especially in times of afflictions and trouble that we do face in this life. There is a testimony of the author of the famous hymn, "It is well with my soul." And the hymn came about when the author went through some trouble in his life. The author is known as Horatio Spafford. He was a Chicago lawyer, a father of five children. And he wrote these words for these famous hymns after he encountered very serious trouble in his life. Firstly, he lost his only son. Out of these five children, one of them was a son. The other four were daughters. And he lost his only son through some sickness. But later, after having lost his son, more trouble came. The place that he was working in, Chicago, there was a terrible fire. And the fire destroyed his business, destroyed many of his properties. Yes, it took up his entire savings. And after that traumatic experience, he thought that maybe he could send his family for a vacation, just to get away from all these things. So he decided to bring his family to Europe for a vacation. But just before he left with the family, he had to stay back in order to settle the issues of the fire in Chicago, to tie up some loose ends. And he thought that the girls and the mother, that will still go ahead. So there was a decision, and they went. They went as scheduled. But on that day in November 22, 1873, the iron vessel in which the wife and the four girls were sailing in struck another tanker in the ocean. And in 12 minutes, the vessel sank, killing 226 people right away. There were just only a few survivors. And when the survivors arrived in Europe, one of them was Mrs. Spafford. Yes, the wife was spared. And he quickly sent a telegram to the husband and told him, saved alone. That is, she was the one who was saved alone. The four precious girls were all drowned. Horatio, when he received the telegram, quickly set sail to meet his wife in England. And when the ship arrived at the exact spot of the sinking of the vessel and the drowning of his precious four girls, the captain called Horatio onto the deck of the ship and pointed to him the tragic spot. Horatio stood silently on the deck for a few moments, and when he returned to his cabin, he received a sustaining comfort from God that enabled him to pen the words, "When sorrows like sea billows roll, it is well with my soul." So here we see a grieving soul. But though he was grieving in his heart really deeply, but his life is anchored on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He has hope in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so he could truly sing that though he had troubles in his life, though he was facing with great affliction, he could still sing, it is well with my soul. You know, whenever I read this kind of testimony, truly it reminds us of even our dear pastor. Yes, this kind of testimony is just like what Reverend Toh shares in his book, Son of a Mother's Vow. Again, I quote another of his testimony here. He writes, "Although I've gone through many crushing situations these 50 years, I thank God that every burden was turned into a blessing. About the time of the first graduation of the college in 1966, I was on my way to KL on business for the church. As the train chucked up the steep Seremban gradient, it seemed to sympathize with the struggles in my heart. Out of the echo of mutual pantings, the lines began to flow for the composition of an anthem for FEBC. There was no one to turn to but Jehovah, the Lord of hosts. And so through that very painful experience, the FEBC anthem was composed through tears, through difficulties, through struggles. But at the same time, he was crying unto the Lord God, holding fast unto the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the hope, the only hope that he had, that blessed hope, our anchor, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So dear friends, yes, when storms of life come and rage around you, do we have Christ as our hope and as our anchor? If we have him as truly our hope and our anchor, regardless of whatever circumstances in life that we go through, he should be able to help us, and we should be able, we ought to call unto him and to trust in him to deliver us and to praise his name, and should be able then to sing, "Even so, it is well with my soul," because we have an anchor that keeps our soul. May God help us. Let us pray. Father, O Lord God Almighty, how we thank thee that though we may go through troubles and difficulties and afflictions in this life, yes, though we may have to struggle and though we may have to suffer pain, but how we thank thee that we have a blessed hope, even in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is our hope and he is our anchor. And though we may be feeling like sinking, but we thank thee, Lord, that thou art in the same vessel as us. Help us, O Lord, that we may remember to call upon thee, to know that there is truly no one whom we can turn to but the Lord God Almighty, the Lord of hosts, even the Lord Jehovah. So help us to always remember him, who is the hope and our anchor of our soul, so that we can, in whatever circumstances that we go through in life, even sing within our hearts, it is well with our soul. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.